popular From Beyond the Grave show. Tonight we'll be talking to Queen Guinevere from the Knights of the Round Table in England, but that's coming up in a little bit. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. To the Joe Meek produced Thunder and Rain by Alan Dean and his problems.
What were Alan Dean's problems? Well, he had a nasty overbite.
And he had a little thunder in his heart. He probably had a funny heartbeat. Well, hello, America. Hello, Cincinnati. And hello, Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, and what is that? Southeastern Indiana. I'm Christopher.
Yeah. And I'm Rob.
That would make us the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, your radio pals. Now, a recent flash poll has been taken that shows that the most kids, like you got kids at home, all right, we took a poll of kids. We didn't.
The kids in the street. An ice cream company.
Some ice cream company that will go without name, but they're out for sale.
Carvel. Carvel ice cream, baby.
By the way, we're not shilling for that.
Are we
shilling them? Do they make chocolate chip?
I don't know, man. They make that Rocky Road. You know, I love the Rocky. You know what I love best about the Rocky Road?
The caramel?
I don't know if I like the caramel. I don't even know if it has caramel in it, but I like the marshmallows. You know what else I like?
You know what I like about Rocky Road?
The almonds,
he shot that man, Dan, who ran off with his woman.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, this ice cream company takes a poll of kids.
Well.
The person most kids would like to have at their birthday party is?
Tell you what, man. You don't want to take a poll of kids.
Because kids don't know what they're talking about.
No.
Chelsea Clinton came in number one for the person most kids would like to have at their birthday party.
Yeah.
Followed by Tiger Woods. Xena, the princess warrior.
Some call her the warrior princess, but that's okay.
She could come to my birthday party. I'm not even a kid.
Oh, yeah. She could declare war on my poll. How about that?
Wonder how big your sword is.
How about that?
Darth Vader and Michael Jordan following in there at what is it, number 4 and number 5. So check it out. Chelsea Clinton. She's not... look at that picture of her. What do you think about those teeth?
That is very nice. She doesn't have teeth half as big as Tiger Woods. That big buck-toothed goof.
So who would you like to have at your birthday party? 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. You'll want to stay tuned, because in a little bit, we're going to have our Super Spectacular from Beyond the Grave feature when we talk to Queen Guinevere of, is that England or Wales, or what do they call it back then?
Oh,
the British Isles?
Yeah.
King Arthur?
Britain. King of the Brits.
Princess Guinevere right here. The other stations can't say that they're bringing in people from royalty from the past who are now dead, but we are.
We're talking to dead people. We'll also talk to live people at 749-1444.
And if you want to call in from that car phone, just dial star Chris and Rob. It's free from your, you know, your whatever, your Ameritech mobile phone. You know, speaking of Britain, the Brits got one up on America when it comes to their cellular phone legislation, because they're trying to make car phones illegal.
Good for England.
They're
I'm all for
trying to make
it.
Car phones illegal in England, in London.
Oh, yeah.
Drums.
Stop.
Rolling. Get those drums.
Knock them to bass solo.
There's some more drums for you.
You were saying about the car phones in England.
In England, drivers of automobiles can already be fined for driving without due care and attention, and I quote, without due care and attention, but there's not a specific law yet against mobile phones while driving. One has been initiated after a bunch of recent fatal road accidents in those islands. Are those Emerald Islands, or is that Ireland?
Ireland is the Emerald Isle.
What does that make Britain?
The foggy Isles.
That's what I thought.
The pasty, stinky,
and you know, I never liked those car phones anyway. I'm driving down the street, I see dudes and dudettes on the car phones there, and I look at them, and they look stupid.
They're not paying attention to the road if they're driving. What the hell? You don't
stupid.
Put a. Why don't you just put a microwave in there too, so you can make yourself a nice breakfast burrito on the way to work too? You know.
Like that.
Why don't you just put a television in there so you can catch Katie Kirk with the Today Show? She's so
perfect. You know, when I was a kid, my dad a couple of times tried to watch TV while I was driving. I thought he was crazy.
Oh,
he
my
God.
To
catch the game.
Ooh, Katie's got the new haircut. Her haircut's so short, she's so perky. And look at that. I don't mind the big gums on Katie. Most women, I don't like the big gums. But on Katie, the big gums work. I don't know why, they just do. So
what
I can't miss that.
Chelsea Clinton?
I got to watch the TV in my car.
What do you think about Chelsea Clinton's gums?
Chelsea Clinton's got gums that she can put anywhere on me, but she's too young, so I won't talk about that, man.
Why
do you keep bringing that stuff up, man?
Because she was voted number one person to come to your kid's birthday party.
Hey, I tell you what we got to do, man. We got to get a whirring blender in my car, because, you know, I might want a daiquiri, so I should have a whirring blender in my car so I can drive to work. Or a juicer. You know, a lot of people like to make the juice in the morning. Put some carrots and some maters and some lettuce and some veggies. Put that in my car,
for that
too.
Matter, why because you get like a hot plate so you can make up some sausages and some
oh, that's a good
some
idea.
Some hash browns and some fried eggs
yeah.
or scrambled. You like your eggs with the yolk broken or the yolk scrambled?
I like them both, man. Oh, you know what else would be good? You could get one of the little hot pots. Get yourself a little hot pot. Plug that bad boy into the cigarette lighter. Get some water out of the radiator. You can make yourself some ramen on the way to work. Some noodles ramen. Put a little cheese, a little scrambled egg in there. You can do all that while you're driving to work. That'd be great, man. Let's put a car. Let's put a fax. Let's put a microwave. Let's put all that stuff
in. How about
the
internet? Why don't you put your internet in there?
Let's put a pooter. Let's get a pooter in the stinking car, too. So we're going to say, all right, computer, how to get on the internet.
749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hello, Ron.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's up with you, Ron? You're calling us from lovely downtown Milford tonight.
Not downtown, dude.
What's up, man?
I'm just out here, you know, just cruising, trying to stay up to listen to the favorite.
Are you calling from a house phone or a car phone?
The old house phone, buddy.
Well, bless you, then you're not endangering anyone besides yourself, are you?
Oh, hell no.
You could hurt yourself by accidentally strangling that cord around your neck in a moment of talking frenzy, but you could never hurt another person with that phone, could you?
Oh, they've got them little microphones, Chris. You don't have to use the little old microphone on my, kind of up on
it's
my
It's not like you could accidentally steer your big, you know, Chevy minivan into the side of a little old Volkswagen or something.
It's not that you're holding something to your face and that is making you take your eyes off the road. It's when somebody tells you at work, oh, by the way, your boss called and he's going to be in earlier and he wants to see the Johnson report on his desk first thing this morning. And you go, whoa, I don't have the Johnson. next report. You step on the brakes for no reason, or your mind is distracted for the split second. It's not so much that the physical phone in your hand is taken away from your driving ability. It's that your mind is elsewhere. Your mind is somewhere else, and you're going to say, but Rob, what about radios? I bet you want to get rid of radios, too. And I'm going to say, no, I don't, because they've done studies, and that radios...
Who's done studies?
Radio manufacturers.
Okay, I hope so.
Make you more alert. Radios make you... And you know what? If you got, like, some fog hat or something rocking on, you drive faster, too, which is good if I'm following you. Jim wants to say something now.
Yeah, but...
What about two-way radios?
You mean, like, Citizens Band, like the Mighty 40 channels?
Those should only be used by the passenger. Car phones are fine for the passenger, the same with CBs. And in times of emergency, that's what those things are for. But the thing is, if you're on your car phone, you might be talking work. You might be talking something deep, private, social life that's going to have ramifications that reverberate throughout the rest of your universe. But if you're on the CB, you're talking nothing but challenging somebody else to a fight. But talking nothing but who's got the best coffee on I-75, and talking nothing but trash.
Where's all the smoky bears?
Where's all the beaver
where's
out there?
The
I'm looking for the beaver. Where's the beaver? Check out the legs and the geo tracker coming by.
Watch your speed there around mile marker 149.
Look at that little red toy. Look at that beaver drying that little red toy.
Buddy. You watch out your speed there coming up southbound on that exit 181.
Hey, do you think White Castle's got better coffee than Frisch's? I don't know. I was talking to Mullethead the other day, and Mullethead said he thought White Castle had better coffee than Frisch's. I said, no, Mullethead, you're wrong. Because Frisch's got the best coffee on him.
Are you with us, Ron? Are you with us so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hanging here. But I think if you're so damn shallow and that damn stupid that you can't
talk. Why are you so judgmental, Ron?
Yeah,
no,
you sound
I'm
awful bitter.
About you. I'm talking about people that that talk on the phones and stuff in their cars.
Ron, are you just jealous? You're just jealous of the people who can afford car phones and you don't have one.
Of course I have one.
You do not have a car phone, or you'd be calling us on it right now.
I'm not going to go out in the car and call you when I'm in the house.
Well, it's not that, Ron. I mean, what if you're driving along, and you get, you know, the ring, ring, and your car phone rings, and it's your 14-year-old daughter saying, listen, hey, Daddy, I'm in Vegas. I just ran off with the bass player to Blood Clot, and now we're in Vegas, and we're going to get married at the Elvis Chapel. I just ran off with the bass player to the Space Mice. Or perhaps the keyboard player to Spoon.
Okay, now who do I want to come to my party?
Who do you want to come to your party?
Okay, can I give you guys my...
All right, you write these down if you could, Jim.
I wouldn't mind having the one and only Chris and Rob, and you've got to bring Bob.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
That would be cool. See, Bob.
Yeah. Are you inviting us to like some kind of an orgy or?
I don't know,
kind
of weirdo. We
got a bunch of hashish party or
15-year-old Czechoslovakian naked boys for Bob.
Yeah, get that guy that they call the Segman, so we could watch Bob do the Segman. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And we could watch that, which would be really hilarious. Fat and slab and sweat everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Ron. We'll work on that.
Come up over there. Thanks for your call, Ron. 749-1444 is the phone number. It's Chris and Rob, a late-night talk show. This band is called The Outsiders. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you haven't. I don't know.
Blood Clot.
Whatever. I can't wait forever. The Outsiders, Time Won't Let Me.
Are they a British band, Chris?
I don't know where they're from.
Because you know the British got their heads together. They're going to try to outlaw car phones. And I say, God save the Queen!
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Speaking of the Queen...
This would be the Queen.
Hold on, Nan, I wasn't talking about you.
How the bloody hell are you?
We're going to be talking to Queen Guinevere here in a little bit, but first... Calling from Anderson Township, we have the lovely and talented Nan.
Thank you.
Hi, Nan Tuckett. What's going on?
I have a request. I would like you to play.
Hold on, is that just my headphones?
I don't know
everywhere.
If that's me or if that's in the transmitter.
Holy cow. Do you hear that, Nan?
Yeah.
Okay, I fixed it.
Is that your radio or is that mine?
Mine's off.
That was
crazy.
That was white. That was the transmitter. Whoa, we got attacked.
I thought that was Paul Revere and the Raiders.
No, it's the Outsiders, baby.
Oh, okay.
The Outsiders. So what's on your mind tonight, Nan?
Okay, well, Christy and I have a request. We've been real busy. We do aerobics.
Christy is your daughter, right?
Yes, yes.
And you're Nan the mom.
I'm Nan the mom.
She's a real hard body, though, right?
Yes, I am. Okay. I work hard at that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been getting her apartment ready, you know, out there in the...
She's about to throw her life away by marrying him too young, isn't she?
Well, no. First, she's going to teach politically incorrect classes. That's what she's going to do first. But anyway, we have a request.
What politically incorrect class is she going to teach?
Oh, sensitivity and all that garbage.
Oh, yeah. Get in touch with your feminine side, fellas.
Yeah, there you go. She's going to play devil's advocate, though. And that's what's on our mind tonight, is we would like you to play Hell to Pay by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And we're dedicating that to...
Just listen to Channel Z for about 8 minutes and you'll hear it.
Oh, 8 minutes.
Is that the one about the... When you're in fire, you go down to hell, you get to wear a suit of fire and that kind of stuff?
But it's from Paula Jones to Slick Willie.
Hey, Nan, have you ever heard of that political commentator who goes by the name John McLaughlin?
Yes.
He does a show. It's called The McLaughlin Report, and you can see it on your local PBS station. John McLaughlin, at the ripe young 70 years, has been hosting the show for years. He's getting married. On June 22nd in Washington, D.C.
To Big Bird.
He's getting married to Christina Vidal.
Ooh.
You know how old Christina Vidal is?
Have no idea.
Not much older than Christy, clocking in at a young 36 years old. What in the world does Christina Vidal have in common with John McLaughlin, who's 70 years old?
John McLaughlin's filthy, stinking rich. So he runs one of those shows that's on PBS, and everybody thinks it's all above the board. But that show is bought and paid for by General Electric. That's why you'll never hear anybody on that show who's going to tell the truth about the exorbitant money we waste on our defense budget because GE's got to continue to pump out those aircraft engines and those worthless aircraft parts. It's all just a black hole. Meanwhile, they get somebody who's supposed to be liberal like Eleanor Clift and somebody who's supposed to be conservative like Pat Buchanan. They set up a whole false paradigm and then they let the two idiots battle it out like a couple of wet pit bulls. Meanwhile, the truth stays under the rug, afraid. It's like the crazy grandma in the basement, as Ross would say, and nobody will pull it out by the ears and hold it up to the cold, clear light
that
of real journalism.
That doesn't bite, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, this is a big whoop, Ant.
We're not screwing around here tonight,
I'm
Nan.
I'm telling you, you're heavy, baby.
What, do you think this is a game or something? This is not tiddlywinks.
Yeah.
This is not Monopoly. If you want to go play Trouble, go get yourself a Pop-O-Matic.
Oh, I tell you, I miss you, Goose. There's not too many men that can ring my bell like, you know, you're a smart guy and you're real political, too.
You got that, Gooch?
Sure thing, Gooch.
Away.
All right, so what's up, Nan?
Well, what's up? Well, I just wanted to say hi. I haven't been able to talk to you in a while.
Hi,
I missed you.
Oh, my God, is there something going on between you two that I don't know about?
You're a cool guy, and I missed you.
Are you supposed to be me now?
I mean, it's the daytime is not like it's been without you. It's not young and restless.
Oh, my God. You two are like two little peas in a pea pod. All right, thanks, Nan.
Okay.
Nan loves her Gooch Miser.
749-1444.
All right, call that wacko chick that thinks she's a queen.
We're going to call Queen Guinevere now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's her name in real life?
Let me find my Queen Guinevere music. It's going to take me a minute back here in the Wake Music Library.
Okay, we're calling Laurel. Is that her name, Laurel?
Something like that.
And she should come out with a full-color poster of herself, like holding a guy's bloody head or something. She, anyway, in a past life, she was Queen Guinevere. And we'll get the whole story about Lancelot and Guinevere and King Arthur, King of the Britons. Yeah, Laurel Feland. Feland.
And she's from Vancouver, you know what she, British you know, Columbia, you know what? Right?
Laurel Feland. Groovy. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Feeling groovy. You ever call Laurel Feeling? She's, thinks she's Queen Guinevere. She very well may be. Who am I to say? Could Chris make a little more background noise?
I think not. I don't know if
Chris could do that or not. Okay, she's expecting our call, so everything's copacetic here.
Thanks for calling the MPC Legal Assistance Center. We may be tied up on
What is this?
Or out of the office briefly. Please leave a message, and we will get back to you as quickly as we can.
What's going on?
Thanks very much.
What is this? Did you dial the right number? Is this like some kind of legal service place, dude?
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. We're looking for Laurel Feeling.
We're looking for Queen Guinevere.
Laurel, are you there?
If you know of her whereabouts, have her give us a call.
Is this the number you called her?
513-749-1444. Later.
She is a lawyer? She's at a law practice?
I don't know what the hell she does. Her
name. All right. I think we need to try again. Okay, you can turn
the
music back.
Take care of it, but off the air, all right? This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number.
You're the one that ran out of the studio like
a
woman.
People who work here at the station like to call us a lot and tell us they love the show.
What happened?
Somebody wanted to tell us how much they love the show.
Yeah.
No, put them on.
We'll
take, you got there?
We'll talk to this guy.
Hello, you're on the air.
Who's this? Hey, this is good old CR from Dallas, Ohio.
Hi, CR from Dallas, Ohio.
That's right. Wrong. Talking about John McLaughlin. Hey, CNR, you really know who this is?
Now do you know why I hate car phones?
Why is that?
Because yours sounds like crap.
Sorry about that, brother.
You sound like you're calling us from the moon.
Well, let me tell you what. Next Wednesday, 11 a.m., we're taking over Waves Airways one more time.
Oh, it's the Wrestling War Room.
Would that be the return of the WAIF Wrestling War Room?
This is Dr. Love Incognito. On the way home from one of my,
So is that tomorrow morning at 11, or is that a week from the morning?
Would that be a week from tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So, Dr. Love, how was the line dance lessons tonight?
Actually, we didn't do line dance lessons tonight. I went to see The Lost World.
Oh, the dinosaur movie?
Dinosaur movie.
Was it any good?
It didn't have much of a storyline.
But were the dinosaurs absolutely terrifying?
Yes, they were. So was the chick I was with, I might add.
Woo. Oh, was this one of those blind dates gone bad or something?
Yeah, it was.
Tell us about it.
I was kind of glad to get out. The movie was 2 hours and about 9 minutes too long.
How long should it have been?
It should have been about 30 seconds, so I could have got out of there in a hurry.
Why, was she grabbing you?
She was kind of scary. She was scarier than the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Was she on your jock-like static cling?
You sound like one of them rappers there, brother.
I tried to.
Yes, but...
Well, where did you meet this nice young lady?
In a bar. Don't ever take a girl home from a bar.
What bar?
That would have been the Cheyenne Cattle Company, my friend.
We're at Forest Fair Mall?
That's
line
right.
Dancing will get you nowhere.
It'll get you these ogre women.
Ogre. So what was so wrong with this girl?
She was just scary.
The thing is, she had a belt buckle, looked like Hulk Hogan's championship belt.
That's right.
And you were immediately attracted to her.
Hey, so you guys have been keeping up on your wrestling?
Yeah, we've been following wrestling. Flying Brian, he's nuts.
He's a crazy person. You know, he trains in the gym I train at. Over at Les Thatcher's Pro Wrestling Camp.
Really? Yeah.
That's right.
Les does all the biggies. Scott Pudzki, all of them.
Scott Pudzki.
No, Scott
Pudzki. What were you guys talking about John McLaughlin earlier, besides him getting married to some 36-year-old?
He's getting married, and he represents a big part of what's wrong with the media in the United States in 1997.
Is she another Anna Nicole Smith?
Gotta be. I mean, the guy's got more money than anybody else in the whole world, and she's 36. She's probably built like, you know, some chick you'd see at the Cheyenne Cattle
some
Company.
Some kind of brick house.
And he's about ready to die.
McLaughlin or the guy Anna Nicole Smith married?
That guy did die.
Oh, he did.
I don't think she got any of the booty either.
I think Anna Nicole could probably wear me out too, baby.
Yeah, see, I don't get out of the ring much. I don't hear much world events.
I think the guy's kids kept her from getting too much of the booty.
Yeah, McLaughlin did some intensive reporting about that whole Anna Nicole Smith old geezer guy dying story.
And now he does the same thing.
Yeah.
Issue one, wrong.
Hey, listen, Dr. Love.
Yes, sir.
Do you know who Guinevere is?
No, I don't know who Guinevere is.
She was a queen of England years and years
ago.
Yeah,
during...
Was that back during the Henry VIII days?
No, way before that, during the King Arthur days.
Okay. Is she back among us?
Okay, let's get out. Yeah, she's back among us. She's back among the living.
And that's who you guys are going to call up in about 5 minutes,
Yeah,
huh?
She's some crazy Canuck.
Oh, Jesus. Just like the psychic on Dallas today.
I didn't see that.
No. Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, just here calling to let you know, War Room back on, 11 a.m. next Wednesday morning.
And, the word is out. All the wrestling fans in this town are clamoring. It's going to be huge.
So you got Fun with Mozart at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, Wrestling War Room at 11 a.m. with Chris Vaughn
and Dr. Logan.
Now, Chris Vaughn, I understand Chris Vaughn works third shift, doesn't he? That's going to be a hard day for Chris Vaughn.
That'd be rough for him. Hey, I work nights now. I'm DJing in bars, so, I'm working
about... What, the Cheyenne Cattle Company?
Not as
Quit
of yet,
bragging.
Only Wednesday nights.
Yeah, you're cool, dude.
Cheyenne. Hey, so where else are you working, dude?
Oh, I'm down in Kentucky, and I'm at Otto's in Sharonville.
Otto's.
That's tomorrow night as well.
Okay.
So, you guys take it easy.
We know any bars that want, like a good talk show to come in instead of, music?
Hey, I can keep my ears open.
Okay, well, appreciate it.
All right, we'll see.
Rational War Room, 11 o'clock all summer long.
Hey, who's following us this year? Do we know?
Yeah, the Scandal. Scandal.
Uh-oh,
it's all ska music.
Ska punks and Scandal.
Oh, yeah,
again,
you're going to love that ska
music.
Yeah, ska
punk is right after you.
Oh, my God, it's going
to
be
huge.
Hey,
I'm turning into Fun with Mozart, though. It'll help me get thinking.
And then after Scandal,
it's
you
Mozart.
Got For the Punks, Ian Dasherly playing Oi Punk.
Boy Punk.
Oi. Like, coming from Skins and that Oi.
Oh, my God.
You know, Oi is that thing that big guy, Oi. Blonde guy from Australia
and
used to say in the battery commercial?
Oi. Oi.
Okay, see you later.
I need an Oi.
You guys take it easy.
Oi. Remember those?
Chris and Rob, late night talk show. We're going to attempt to call Queen Guinevere now.
You remember those Skins
and
that guys?
Why are we calling Queen Guinevere?
This was your idea,
what
baby.
Was your idea?
You shoved it down my throat. I wanted to call Marie Antoinette. You said, no, let's talk to Queen Guinevere.
I thought she'd be sexier.
Yeah, well, she's looking pretty good.
There's your Mozart for you there, Fun with Mozart boy. And now we got a little Mozart action happening. We're going to call Queen Guinevere if Jim can dial the number. Here we go.
No, that's a big if.
What do we know about Queen Guinevere? See, she had this relationship going on with King Arthur. She was the queen. Everything was hunky-dory until that Sir Lancelot came along.
You know more than me.
Next thing you know...
I want to hear what happens here.
And we're going to call some damn answering machine again.
Hello.
Hi, is this Queen Guinevere?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm glad you could make it because Marie Antoinette couldn't make it tonight and you're filling her shoes.
Well, she doesn't have a head anyway.
Ah. We're speaking with Laurel Phelan. Is that how you say your name, Phelan?
Phelan,
I'm sorry.
Laurel Phelan in Vancouver, British Columbia, where the weed grows naturally.
So why do you think that in a past life, Laurel, that you were indeed and in fact Queen Guinevere?
Well, back in 1982, I started having violent nightmares of myself being in the different body in the Dark Ages, killing people with a small dagger. Very
Damn.
Violent woman, very angry woman. And I was very distressed by it. It was a recurring nightmare over and over again for weeks. And I decided to use hypnosis to try to see if there was any basis to it, and found myself under hypnosis in a past life, experiencing this whole sequence of events, but as this woman by the name of Guinefar, which I later found out is the Celtic pronunciation of Guinevere, but what I experienced was completely different than the myth. I didn't put the two together for years, actually, because the woman I was experiencing was very angry. There was no castles and loveliness and the lovely affair with Lancelot or anything like that.
Okay, who is Guinevere and what are you talking about? Who's Lancelot? What's all that stuff?
Well, that's the myth.
What's the myth?
The myth of Camelot, of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. And what I experienced wasn't like the myth at all. It was very, very different, almost the opposite, actually. The Guinevere I experienced under regression, which is hypnosis, was very violent. She was brought up as a Celt in northern England by a father to be a warrior, to be a leader to push the Saxons out of Britain. She married a man in southern England who was a duke, not a king, but a duke named Arthur, who was actually of Roman descent. She married him for power and suppressed her femininity, suppressed her sexuality in order to be in battle. She wanted to fight by his side. And this, when I uncovered this, it really distressed me a lot. But the nightmares went away, and so I just put it away for many years. until 1988, the nightmares resurfaced again. And I had done some more research by that time into past life regression and hypnosis and reincarnation. And I decided to look at it a little more clearly and went more into regression and discovered more about her life and her time. And then, I've got a bad cold. Back in 1992, a friend of mine encouraged me to write the story down as I experienced it, because it seemed to have similar people to the legendary myth of Arthur of Camelot, although what I was experiencing was very violent, very different.
Was it more like the Monty Python Holy Grail thing?
Oh, not at all.
Or was it more like the Sean Connery thing of a couple years ago?
Neither one. Not at all. Not even like that one. This is completely different.
Did you have horses, or did you have coconuts and bang them together?
You had horses, but okay. That's about it. You didn't have armor. There were no knights of the Round Table. None of that stuff.
What year are we talking here?
482.
Ooh.
Way back there. You see, the myth has always placed them in medieval time when there has been castles and knights, but this was in 482, and when I went to Britain after I'd written the story, this was in 1992, I did some interviews there on newspaper and television, and the British historians came forward and were very supportive. They said they've recently done excavations in the last few years, and they have found that Arthur did exist, and he was actually could have been of Roman descent. I thought that the English were going to run me out of the country, saying, who's this woman coming over here saying Arthur was never a king, he was only a duke, and of Roman
descent. And saying that you were Guinevere.
And saying I was Guinevere. I thought they'd think I was nuts. But the British historians were very supportive, because some of the information I was bringing forward, for instance, about what the armor was like, how the forts were, because I can see everything in great detail in a regression. I can see what the forts look like, how they were built, what they're eating, what their clothing is like. And the historians agreed with me. They said, you know, how did you find this information? They hadn't put it out there yet publicly. So they were very excited and have been very supportive of me. One of the historians actually even wanted to write a book with me. And so after I wrote the story, I realized that the reason it had come up in my life in the present was not so that I could become obsessed with it and run around saying, oh, I'm Queen Guinevere, but in order to heal my life and get on with my life.
Laurel Phelan, you claim to have been Queen Guinevere, who I guess you said she was from Britain.
From Britain.
Are you yourself of British descent, or do you know where your parents descended from?
No, I'm not of British descent at all. My mother is actually of Austrian descent. I grew up in Quebec, actually, mm-hmm. French-Canadian Quebec. And didn't really know anything about the myth or the legends, except, you know, the fairy tale obviousness that most people hear about knights and shining armor and that kind of thing, but that's about it.
So you think that this business about having past lives and everything, you don't have to necessarily be of the same blood of the persons whose past life you were, like you could have been a queen from the Congo in Africa from 3000 BC
right.
or something.
And since then, I've become a respected past life regression therapist. I've regressed more people than almost any therapist in the world.
What does a past life regression therapist do?
Well, people come to me with problems, anything from eating disorders to anger and unworthiness, and using hypnosis, you're basically slowing down the brain waves, slowing down the oscillations of the brain, moving a person from left brain awareness into right brain, and all memories of there. You can go back to the dark ages, you can go back to caveman lifetime. And I take people to the root of their problem. Say it's an anger, you know, often that's related in a past life. You need to go through the emotion. What you carry forward from past lives is pent up emotion that hasn't been expressed.
So what kind of guy was Arthur? What kind of guy was King Arthur?
Well, he wasn't
a king,
Arthur. For one thing. He was a duke, so Guinevere wasn't a queen at all. He was just a soldier.
Was he just a vicious brute, like soldiers are?
No, he wasn't a vicious brute. He was actually quite an intelligent man. His father was a duke, so the duke at the time just meant the head of the mounted army. And basically, he was just trying to keep his men together to fight the invaders. He was skilled at battle strategy, but so was Guinevere. And very simple man. He wanted a wife and wanted a lover, and unfortunately he married the wrong woman. He married a fighter and he married a warrior.
What about Lancelot? Was he the big stud that the myth makes him out to be?
He wasn't there, not the same kind. of Lancelot that everyone has heard of, I came across a character by a Latin name, which was Lancirus, but it's not the same man at all. He was very much a poet, and Guinevere had affairs. Definitely, she had more than one affair, but she had affairs to hurt Arthur, to get more power over men, because she wanted to be very masculine, very dominant.
What about Merlin the Wizard? Did you ever hang out with Merlin the Wizard?
Well, there was a Merlin there, but again, he was not at all like the myth. He wasn't a wizard. He was a counselor and a teacher. He was a philosopher. And when I went into the repressions, I could see his room and everything about him, and he was writing a book of philosophy, studied ancient manuscripts. He was actually very important to her life. He was very instrumental in trying to teach her to look at her inner power and her inner self, and that's the reason I wrote the book in the beginning, was because it has a very important message for women today to not suppress their emotions and not to try to be and emulate men, but to honor that we're women, and it's okay to be women, and it's okay to be emotional. Guinevere's life was very much a tragedy because she tried to be a man. She was taught to be a man, and so she sacrificed her womanhood, and she sacrificed her sexuality, and she put a lid on herself. And that's what I want to teach women today, is not to sacrifice their natural gifts of their emotions and their sexuality in order to make it in a man's world. And that's, you know, the whole reason that I wanted to write the book. I don't like actually being called Guinevere. I'm very happy.
Yeah, Chris. I apologize for the behavior of my co-host, Chris, who so rudely called you Guinevere.
I've had a lot of other lifetimes that are, you know, to me, much more interesting, actually, than Guinevere, but, you know, nobody really wants to hear about those because they're nobody famous.
Well, like what?
Well, I was an Incan teacher. I was a medicine man in Incan times. I was a woman in pre-Incan times, the tribe was called the Chamo, and that was very fascinating to me. I've been a Mayan woman in 3000 BC who was a healer.
Did the Mayans really hook up with astronauts from outer space?
Not in the regression that I went into, no. No, they're very...
Well, they've got old, like, pyramid artwork that shows these guys sitting in what looked like spaceships and that.
Well, all I can do in a regression is go through the lifetime I've been in. You know, I can't really speculate on what other people experience, but you can only experience what you actually experienced in that lifetime.
Well, Laurel, if you were Queen Guinevere almost 2,000 years ago in a past life, and if you've been, you know, Mayan and Incan people, who do you think you're going to be in the next 2,000 years?
No idea. Hopefully only I can get to be a better person every lifetime.
Well, you can only aspire to someday be a late night radio talk show host.
Oh, I get
that. Is the highest form of earthly being. Hey, I have a question for you. Can Duke Arthur and his Lady Guinevere are around, you said, 427 or so AD?
482.
Was everybody real short back then?
Yes, definitely.
Like, how tall were they?
Actually, Guinevere was considered very tall. For a woman, she I felt myself to be one of the tallest women there, and I would have been about 5 feet. And Arthur was very tall for men. Actually, he was about 5'10".
Wow.
Which was tall for him back then, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a nice time to live. It was just survival, you know. All you were trying to do was get through the day and live, you know.
Did you use silverware or did you eat with your hands?
No, you ate with your hands. It was very dirty, you know. You didn't have toilet paper and toothbrushes. It was very basic. They hardly bathed. And
too gross.
You know, you ate a lot of wild game, and it was rough.
You probably didn't shave your legs, did you?
No, nor your armpits.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Did you pluck your eyebrows?
No, none of that stuff. Hey, that would have been too ladylike. No, that only came, I think, in the last 100 years, I'm afraid. But, hey, one of the funniest things I experienced in the regression was after their wedding night, Arthur insisted that she have a bath.
Really?
He wasn't too impressed, but she hadn't bathed in a long time. So that was the ultimate insult to her.
Well, I tell you what, if I ever get married, I'd like her to bathe, you know, once a week or so.
Isn't that that often, eh?
Hey, listen, Laurel, how can somebody get your book, Guinevere?
It's in major stores. It should be in Barnes & Noble and Walden Books and major stores throughout the U.S. It's also going to be made into a film, and that should be out probably the fall of 1998.
Okay, which came first, the time of King Arthur or the time of Xena?
Xena,
Xena the warrior princess?
Don't know it. Who's that?
Well, you're missing out.
Did you ever see the Knights of Nie when you were Guinevere?
The Knights of who?
The Knights of Nie.
Knights of Knee? Yeah. Isn't that a Monty Python-y thing?
Well, I have to apologize for my co-host, Rob. I think he's being a little goofy. What do you say to the people who say, come on now, Laurel, you don't have past lives, you must be having delusions, you must be nuts. What do you say to those people?
I think the main argument is that a lot of time in hypnosis, you're very open to suggestion, and people will place suggestions in your mind, and you'll also try to please the person asking questions. So if you think the person wants to hear a wild story, you'll make it up for them.
You can't actually, not when you're in a theta brain state, which is what I teach and what I've studied for the last 15 years. In a theta brain state, your brain waves are so slow that you cannot make things up. Your brain, even if people put a suggestion, and I've practiced and studied this with over 2,000 people, by trying to give them suggestions and they will just go blank. Like, you cannot make things up at that level. It would take you days and days to even make up, you know, the smallest little thing, let alone to create a whole consistent lifetime. I wrote the script, because I wrote the film first, in 2 weeks, never having written anything before in my life. I had all the information within 6 hours of tape.
Wow.
And that is complex characters of about, you know, 8 people, never having written anything before. People who read the story and read the screenplay after, professional writers said, you know, it's just impossible. It would take up to 2 years to develop such intense characterizations, let alone to write it in 2 weeks, having never written anything. But you see, in a regression, everything is there. All the dialogue is there. All the sets are there. All the intricacies of the people. It's all there. It's just like taking dictation. But what I say to people that say, oh, this woman's got to be a quack, naturally I expect that. And I always encourage people to be skeptical.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
I don't want to prove to people that I'm going to be. That's not the point of the book. What I'm trying to do is just offer them a tool to help heal themselves and say, let's just have an open mind until you try it yourself. Try not to judge somebody else's experience. Try it for yourself and you'll find out.
Do people ask you if you smoked a lot of pot when you were younger?
Never did in my life. Never did any drugs or never really.
It's very popular in Vancouver these days, I hear.
What's that?
You know,
there's a hemp shop in Vancouver.
Hemp and marijuana and all that.
Hemp BC on West Hastings Street.
Well, I don't actually live right down in Vancouver. I'm on Vancouver Island.
Okay.
I'm on the waterfront.
I bet it's nice out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's cool.
Whales and stuff. You got whales?
Got whales, but actually I'm moving to Nevada in 2 months.
Oh, what the hell you want to do that for?
Well, because I have chronic bronchitis, I've got to get out of the damp weather.
Okay, you might want to go a little bit further south, though, and go to Arizona.
Well, we're going to be right on the border. My husband used to work in Las Vegas, so.
Okay. Did you ever meet Tim the Enchanter when you were Guinevere?
Tim the Enchanter? Never
Tim the Enchanter.
Nope.
Yeah, he used to guard a bridge.
Okay. Well, there weren't many bridges back then. Oh. Only the leftover ones the Romans had built.
Yeah, those stinking Romans, what did they ever give us?
What was that?
Besides the aquifer. Nothing.
All right, well, thanks, Laurel, and we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, you guys have fun, Doug.
Okay, look for the book, Guinevere.
Guinevere movie. Will that be coming to a major motion picture shop near us?
Yes, it will.
And if you ever need, like, a pair of, you know, just blithering blabberers in the movie, you can call Chris and Rob, and we'd love to be in it.
How about sword carriers?
Well, no, just like guys.
I'll carry your sword.
I'll carry your sword, too, but I'd rather just be like the guy in the bar.
You want to be the village idiot, don't
I want to be the guy in the bar drinking a big, giant, like, 48-ounce glass of mead with foam all over it.
I tell you what, I'm sure they have the part open of the guy that Guinevere cuts his penis off. He rapes her, and then she cuts his penis off.
Cool. I want to be that guy. Then I want to eat a big, giant turkey leg off your chest.
I don't think they had turkeys around then.
Oh, well.
Not over there.
I don't know. A big deer leg. You know, big Hagar the Horrible looking leg.
You just want to be a brute, don't you?
Yeah, and I want to drink a big giant thing of, you know, Molson.
No Molson, maybe mead.
And go, hey, Guinevere.
There you go.
Guinevere.
Okay,
and a long beard.
Thanks, Laurel, a.k.a. Guinevere, a.k.a. What was your Mayan name?
My Mayan name? I don't know. I never actually got my Mayan name.
Either way, thanks, Laurel, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You know, I know some people think that others who quote Monty Python a lot are just horrible, horrible geeks. But I actually think it was appropriate at that time.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
We should
Rob
be right back.
749-1444.
Me. eyes like yours, milady, like yours. She'd walk down through the garden in the morning after it rained. Peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me? Guinevere drew pentagrams like yours, milady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the wall. She shall be free. Her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored for a day. Guinevere had golden hair like yours. Streaming out when we ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free.
Somebody was half baked when they wrote that song. Twist on a Fatty, I think. David Crosby, Graham Nash, and Stephen Stills there smoking that doobie and singing that song about Guinevere.
Want to get a bird's eye view of downtown Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
Then check out the observation deck at the Carew Tower, 49th floor.
I always knew when I'm smoking that hookah. Me and Jim, you know.
One of these days, dude, I'd love to get through one of these. It's located at 441 Vine Street. 579-9735.
Here's what you do when you go
and take a roll of quarters for the telescope.
When you're sneaking up the Carew Tower there on the elevator, make sure you got a flask of something really good in your coat pocket. Oh my God, that's a great place to get rocked.
The Civic Garden Center of Greater Cincinnati is a nonprofit horticultural center. It's intended for the encouragement of gardening through education and community outreach programs. Classes are offered to the public. The Civic Garden Center is located at 2715 Reading Road. You need some more information? Call 221-0981, and you can come in from the outside.
Inside from the outside,
to the inside on Thursdays. Listen to Outside Inside on WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati.
That's the good stuff, I'm telling you.
It's jazz like you've never heard before.
Good jazz.
1 foot in the past, One Foot in the Future, hosted by John Ridley and Lee Harvey.
Now remember that. It's Thursday night at midnight, and I'm going to tell you something. This is a little public service right here from Chris, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. There is no jazz in Cincinnati. I repeat, there is no jazz in Cincinnati anymore.
What happened to Knopf? WNOP.
Oh, nobody can pick them up. I mean, their hearts are in the right place, but nobody can pick them up. You got that Wave station, And then you got that VXU station. They're getting rid of all their jazz. They're getting rid of all their music. They're getting rid of everything except for that really cool cooking show. But other than that, they got nothing. Nothing.
Go
zero.
Ahead and say it.
A big goose egg. They got nothing over there at VXU.
Catholics.
Damn Catholics. They got nothing. The only place you're going to hear real jazz in Cincinnati is Thursday night at midnight right here on the old 88.3 FM.
I'm sorry, but we're Jesuits and we don't like punk rock.
749-1444 is the phone number, and that is true. The Jesuits don't like punk rock anymore. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, your radio pals.
Hey, Chris.
What's that, Rob?
Do you know how you can tell if a prehistoric bird-like, reptilian-like creature has herpes?
I don't know, Rob. How can you tell if a prehistoric reptilian bird-like creature has a herpes?
Well, you check a schwanz for dinosaurs.
Oh, my God.
You get it?
Oh, dinosaurs.
Sore. Oh. Dino. Sore. Do you get that one? Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, good.
You know the lock from Suite 600 of the Watergate complex in Washington is for sale?
Yeah, there was a bid placed on it, and it was way below what the guy was hoping for, and he was trying to figure out whether or not he wanted to sell it or not. Maybe he just wanted to keep the lock.
Why would anybody want that? That's stupid.
It's a piece of history.
It's stupid.
What's so stupid about it? It's
stupid.
A piece of history.
But since it's a piece of history, you would never use it to lock something up with, so...
That would be stupid to use a piece of history to lock something up with.
Oh, what's the point?
What's the point in what?
It's like the other day, the guy fired the rifle that was used to kill Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But they should just get rid of that rifle.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
What's stupid about it? They fired at you, moron, to see if that was the rifle that shot King.
And
it wasn't just some guy. They don't have the results yet back.
Well, how long does it take to get the results?
It takes a month. They got to study it.
It takes a whole month?
Yeah.
There's a cover-up.
It's not the stupid microwave society you live in.
I know there's a cover-up.
Chris, let me break something to you. In the real world of science...
Yeah?
It's not a microwave society. You can't just, like, hold the bat analyzer. You can't just hold some kind of stinking Star Trek tricorder. Oh, wow, he's got pneumonia. Over the damn rifle and figure out whether or not the... No, not King, Robert Kennedy. Oh, damn. You can't do that, Chris. You actually have to send... The people got to look through microscopes. They got to take readings. They got to do stuff. They can't just pop it in the Easy Bake Oven and pull it out 3 minutes later full of results.
Do we still have the gun that killed Lincoln? Not,
the guy didn't just that? Shoot the rifle for the fun of it.
Lincoln?
I don't know if we do or not. I don't know where that...
I heard there was a cover-up there, too.
There was rumors of that. Because why? Because the body got burned up. Who knows?
Ted, you're on the air.
I think he's dead by now anyway.
You there, Ted?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
I got an idea for a topic for you.
Okay, Ted is calling the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with an idea how to make our show better. Go ahead, Ted. What is it?
Well, first, I got a complaint. You know, I called up that jazz guy on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any Miles Davis.
Well, it was a pre-programmed show. He was probably had a concept in mind. He was probably spotlighting a certain artist or composer or melodic form or something.
He asked for requests or whatever. You know, it's like having a rock show without any Rolling Stones or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you may want to...
It's still the best damn jazz show you're going to get in this godforsaken town, so deal with it.
I'll give you that.
Hey, look, Ted, where else are you going to find jazz in Cincinnati? Good jazz. I'm not talking about that Kenny G crap. I'm talking about jazz.
Yeah.
There ain't none.
Like Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah, not in this town. Anyhow, Ted, what's your suggestion to make our show better?
You'll probably shoot this down. You've got to pick the three best comedy movies.
The three best comedy movies? The Blues Brothers, The Jerk, and that first one that Jerry Lewis did without Dean.
Was it Nutty Professor?
The Delicate Delinquent.
Oh.
Just, it's a ride a minute. That's it?
How about the Flim Flam Man?
What's that?
You ever heard of that?
No, what's the Flim Flam Man?
George C. Scott, 1967, Michael Saracen.
I missed that one. I bet it was a damn good flick, though.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I bet it was. What was so funny about it?
Well, I could go on and on about it.
Oh, don't give away the ending, but what was so funny about George C. Scott? You know, the last time I saw George C. Scott in a movie, his daughter ran away and became a porn star, and he started cursing a lot.
My name is Dick Big Dack. My name is Big Dick Dack. Hey, baby, we have a dream. I can go back down to now. My name is Big Dick Dack. The world on the street is you ain't even hiring about it.
And so he runs all around, like, I forget, New York City or L.A. or something. Like, hanging out with all these, like, prostitutes.
Hardcore.
Oh, it was awful.
My name is Big Dick Black.
He's going to be in Tyson, coming in on Fox.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell? I don't think George C. Scott really had anything to offer the world in the first place. I guess you didn't see Dr. Strangelove, you incredible buffoon. Go ahead and just shove your foot a little farther into your mouth. I'll just step back and change the batteries in my radio.
The guy's going to be in a movie like Dr. Strangelove and then go ahead and be in a movie like Hardcore. What's he thinking?
Well, he's thinking he's a versatile actor, which he is.
Oh, he's thinking, I don't want to be pigeonholed, so Chris...
Let's make a bad pornographic made-for-TV movie.
It wasn't pornographic, and it wasn't made for TV.
Well, it looked like it was.
My name is Big Dick Black. I can call me down.
That was the greatest scene ever.
I can call 10 times a day.
I'm every woman's dream, man.
Yo, hello?
Yeah, what's up, baby?
I got two more. The Holy Grail, and I'm going to get you something.
You know, the Holy Grail, we were making fun of that a minute ago. That was a funny movie. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. That was a funny movie, too. So was the Brother from Mars. What was that? The Brother from the Third...
Brother from Another Planet?
Yeah, The Brother from Another Planet was a damn funny movie.
Never did see that.
And so was Raising Arizona. There's a classic right there, too. But don't forget about The Jerk and the Blues Brothers.
I didn't like The Blues Brothers.
How could you not like The Blues Brothers?
A lot of people didn't like The Blues Brothers.
How could you not like The Blues Brothers?
There's too many
car crashes in it, not enough jokes.
Too many? Yeah. There's never enough car crashes in a movie.
I think I got you guys rolling, so I'll
thanks a lot, Ted.
Thanks,
we were floundering without
now
you.
Now you brought it into the gutter. Don't call us back ever again. 749-1444.
How come you got like 98 batteries in here and you took mine out?
Because you never know when you're going to need a battery.
I had a couple little batteries in here
you take a different size of battery?
Yeah, I take the little bitty ones.
If you get with the program...
You're not with the flow.
If you start to conform a little bit, maybe we could get something done around here.
Listen, Big Dick Back don't conform.
I guess not.
My name is Big Dick Back. Come in 10 times a day.
That was a good movie, man. I think it was just over your head.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and the phone number is 749-1444.
I go up 10 times a day.
And this is Engine 88.
My name is Big Dick Black. On green.
Last time I saw that chick, she about chewed my wiener off.
She got beats the guy's ass.